Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50, breaking news this morning. Thousands are without power and waking up to find storm damage, as you look live right now in Cary. We're getting the first look in the daylight hours of the aftermath from last night's severe storms.
And the cold front that helped to spark those storms is moving across our viewing area right now, rain-free. Behind it, it may not be as comfortable as we were hoping. I'll show you what it'll feel like.
Fire crews were up early this morning, fighting this fire at a building in downtown Raleigh. What we know about how that fire spread, flames shooting out of that roof, dramatic fashion. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us here as we get our Tuesday started together.
And I'm Ken Smith. Feels calmer today.
But
you know, when I stepped out this morning, it felt a little cool, if I can use that term.
Yeah,
a little loosely. Bit. Just a smidge. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gordon in the WSB Weather Center to set the record straight.
Yes. So, Ken, I felt the same way. I opened the door. I was like, oh, it feels a little more pleasant. But then when I came in and started looking at the numbers, I was like, well, I mean, our dew point's still at 70. Our temperatures are in the low to mid 70s. Not that big of a change. We will see our dew points holding at steamy instead of tropical today. But, you know, we're not getting a lot of relief behind the system, unfortunately. We certainly did have to pay for it. Let's take a look at the storm reports. So many of those. All the white circles are where we had wind damage, mostly where trees fell and caused damage. Officially at RDU, our strongest wind gust was 46 miles per hour, and in Fayetteville, the strongest was around 58 miles per hour. So lots of damage. We still have a lot of power outages, but those numbers continue to drop. It's nice there. Wake County still one of the counties seeing some of the higher levels there, back down to the 10,000 range instead of the 40,000 range from earlier this morning. Taking a look at Fayetteville, we're seeing some sunshine breaking through the clouds there. 75 degrees in the triangle with a dew point of 71. So that is pretty warm and muggy. Temperatures across our area are in the low to mid 70s right now. Yesterday we were solidly at tropical, so we're going to drop it down slightly to steamy today and tomorrow, and then right back to tropical Thursday and Friday. And that means our heat index will start to go up some. I'm going to walk you through the heat index for the next 4 or 5 days coming up. But our high this afternoon, close to normal. Our normal is 90. We'll see 91 this afternoon. We will be rain-free, but it will feel a bit sticky, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we've seen a lot of progress here on that Duke Energy outage map. This is the latest update of those outages. Everywhere you see blue, that's a section where people are without electricity. A lot of South Raleigh has been restored now. Traffic signals are working again, but big sections of the northeastern side of Wake County, north of Zebulon, still having some problems getting power back on. In those areas, signals likely are malfunctioning, and this one blue box right here on Capitol Boulevard, right around 440, one of the trouble spots that we're tracking right now in Raleigh. Let's head out there live to Kelsey Coffey, who's been watching traffic building on Capitol Boulevard around Highwoods. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. We just noticed a couple of seconds ago that that traffic light at this intersection is now flashing. So that's a good sign for people to know about. We've got officers that are directing traffic here because it seems like we still can't get it going all the way just yet since that traffic has picked up. There's also an outage at Capitol and Westinghouse. We were just there a few minutes ago. If Capitol Boulevard is a part of your morning commute, you've got to be careful because this road is only going to get busier as we're continuing to hit that morning rush. About 19,000 customers are still without power right now. So, Brian, we'll be sure to keep people updated on air and online at WREL.com.
Sounds good. Thanks for that live update, Kelsey. Glad they're able at least to get those traffic signals flashing there. Another trouble spot in Raleigh is St. Mary's out at Wade Avenue this morning. There's one outage right there in that area creating some problems with the traffic signals. I want to take you to the Fuquay area and check in on that map. 401 and 42 on the north side of Fuquay Verena. Out at 401 at Hilltop Road, I'm seeing some heavy delays on the sensor, so it's likely that signal is out. Also on 401 south of Fuquay, heading down toward the Calibiat Springs area. You're also going to run into some problems with outages, so look out for signals malfunctioning in those areas. I'm watching some delays building right now on 64 in Apex. There is an outage in that general area around Salem Street up toward Davis Drive that could be contributing to some of these heavy eastbound delays, solidly backed up now from the Salem Street interchange out toward Laura Duncan Road at that intersection. Elsewhere around the Triangle, I'm watching a crash over in Knightdale at Knightdale Boulevard near Haywood Glen Drive. Not seeing big delays with that one right now. 87 through Knightdale is in good shape.
Thanks, Brian. We're also following more breaking news this morning. A downed tree in Cary is covering one lane of Carytown Boulevard. WRO's Michael Grace is there on the breaking news tracker. And Michael, this is a highly traveled area. I'm surprised they haven't gotten out there to clean it up yet.
Yeah, Jeff, I think I'm just as confused as you are, but the good news is there's no sort of backups per se right now. I'm going to get behind the camera and show you the scene. This is just down the street from the Fenton area. You can see they got tape around the tree, but again, no crews out here right now, and folks have just been turning right to get onto 40 East. Now, you do want to be mindful, obviously, of that traffic coming from the opposite lane. But again, no major delays out here and no police out here either. So we don't have an update right now into when this is going to get cleaned up. So if this is on your daily route, just be mindful of this tree. And then obviously, if you are going onto 40 East, traffic coming in from the other side. Live and carry, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And you this morning, we're getting a look at storm damage in Garner. On the right side of your screen, you can see a tree fell on a home on Belcher Road. No word on if anyone was inside that home at the time or injured when that tree fell. And that's Cedar Lane in Garner on the left side of your screen. A tree snapped completely in someone's yard there.
Also, two homes in Cary damaged during last night's storms after trees fell on them. The WRL Breaking News tracker was there on the scene at a home on Palmer Place. No one was hurt when that tree came straight down on the roof.
And back in Cary now, the storm caused a tree to topple onto a house on Langston Mill Court. This is near Kildare Farm and 1010 Roads. No one was hurt.
A lightning strike sparked a fire at a church in Robeson County. Proctorville Baptist Church, that's where this video is from. The preacher and his son live next door. Daniel Johnson is the son. He shared this video on Facebook and tells us that they heard the lightning hit the church around 9 o'clock, and the fire started right after that.
And here's something to keep in mind. Anytime there's severe weather in your area, we want to know about it. When it's safe, you can upload your pictures and videos of damage using the reported feature in the WRL News app.
Early this morning, fire crews were also called to a building fire in downtown Raleigh. This happened near South Person Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The building is a vacant funeral home, and the fire started on the second floor and then moved to the roof. Pretty dramatic video there, the flames shooting out of the roof. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but that fire is out now.
Well, UNC Chapel Hill police reporting a rape on campus. Police say the attack happened near the undergraduate library Sunday evening around 6. An alert was sent to students, and as you might imagine, the investigation has some a bit uneasy.
I definitely won't go out at night alone. I'll definitely be alert walking back to where I live. Probably not going to have my headphones and just make sure that I'm hearing everything. But yeah, just being more alert in general and not doing anything too risky.
Again, this reported rape happened near the undergraduate library on South Road. Anyone with information should call 911 or UNC Police.
Bond has been raised to $100,000 for a Raleigh man accused of severely beating his parents. 29-year-old Christopher McCullough appeared in court yesterday. He was seen on video smiling and making faces. He's facing two felony assault charges and larceny. Wake County Assistant DA says McCullough beat his parents until they were unconscious and right in front of his child. This happened Sunday on Ingate Way. Authorities say McCullough then kidnapped his child, whom he is only allowed to see on supervised visits, and he drove off with him. The WRL asked what happened to the child. Authorities did not answer.
A driver is dead and four others are hurt this morning after a truck crashed into a home in Sampson County. Now, state troopers are working to figure out how it all happened. A preliminary report from troopers found a 26-year-old woman was traveling east on Warren Mill Road when she failed to yield. State troopers say she pulled into the path of 75-year-old Eddie Swindell, who was driving that truck, causing him to run off the road. Swindell died from his injuries.
More than $1.5 billion, $1.55. That's how much money is up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. It's the largest jackpot in that game's history. Third largest lotto jackpot in the U.S. history. Two Powerball jackpots have been bigger. The largest was over $2 billion. The record-setting Mega Millions jackpot, though, has been months in the making. No one has been able to match all the numbers since mid-April. A Duke University professor explains how hard this is to win.
I just looked it up to see if I could compare it to anything, and it turns out the odds of being hit by lightning is 1.1 in 1.2 million. So this is about 300 times less likely than being hit by lightning.
Well, he does say your odds are better if you randomly draw numbers rather than pick them yourself. If you do win the lottery, we have a guide to what you should and should not do. You can find it on WRL.com. Tonight's drawing will be live right here on WRL just before our 11 p.m. news.
Well, happening today, minority business leaders will get together in Pinehurst for day two of an executive networking conference. The National Institute for Minority Economic Development is hosting the conference and golf tournament. Today, Governor Cooper will be the keynote speaker at noon. Now, yesterday, business leaders kicked off the conference with remarks from Congresswoman Valerie Fushi and North Carolina Secretary of State Elaine Marshall. This conference is a way for business executives to build relationships and market opportunities. Top now 8:10 on your Tuesday morning. It's more than just writers and actors hitting the streets of L.A. to strike. The group joining the picket lines and what they want to see changed.
Well, it's a social media challenge to steal Hyundais and Kias is picking up steam once again. Hear from someone whose car was stolen saying she was surprised how easy it was.
And after yesterday's system came through, we're looking at similar conditions. No big drop in our temperature or our dew point. Our next best chance for thunderstorms comes on Thursday. We already have a level one risk. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
A14 is the time right now on your Tuesday morning. This is a live look right now at North Hills from our WRL Live Cam Network. You see some clouds over there. You can see some blue sky through there a little bit as you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And that is, by and large, what we are seeing all around our viewing area. Some clearing out there right now, Elizabeth.
Yeah, last time we checked in Chapel Hill, there was still that deck of low cloud cover, and it dissipated quickly. Look at that, all that pretty blue sky there. Also looking nice and clear in Fayetteville right now. That's our newsroom there in Fayetteville. Goldsboro, though, still seeing some cloud cover. Same thing in Apex. So we have that deck of low clouds that formed because of all that moisture we saw with the rain yesterday. But those clouds will continue to burn off. We have a dry period today and tomorrow, and then our next chance of rain comes on Thursday. We already have a level one risk for severe storms. Most likely those stronger storms will come in the afternoon and evening, but it's possible that we would start the day with a sprinkle, maybe an isolated shower. That risk for severe storms is all across the state on Thursday, but it's a level one. And this is a really good time to explain the difference. Of course, at the beginning of the newscast, I showed you all of those white circles that were covering the map across the state. We had so many reports of wind damage, of dozens of them across the state. With a level one risk for severe storms, we might have two or three. They would be isolated instead of seeing so many reports of trees down. So here's a look at futurecast. We have our cold front from yesterday sliding on out of the viewing area. We're not going to see a big drop in our heat or humidity, but we may get just it may drop a touch. That humidity backs off maybe one small category. And then the next system gets wound up back to our west and starts to push into our area during the day on Thursday. Again, possibly a sprinkle or a shower early in the morning, but our better chance for thunderstorms comes late in the afternoon. You can see there at 5 o'clock, some pretty good coverage of storms. So 50% chance on Thursday. As we watch the model runs over the next couple of days, we might end up bumping that up just a little bit. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have a chance of just those pop-up thunderstorms that we see fairly often in the summertime. Checking the tropics, everything is quiet. You know, we were so focused on that level three risk for severe storms the last several days. I just wanted to let you know, we're still checking the tropics as well. It's nice and quiet out there. We are approaching the peak of the season in just a few weeks at the end of this month through about the middle of September. But right now, at least everything looks nice and quiet. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s all the way through Friday, really. Of course, Thursday slightly cooler with that chance of some afternoon storms. Our temperatures bounce back into the mid 90s on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The heat index will climb back up into the low triple digits, but that still shouldn't put us in a heat advisory. Coming up, we're going to talk about what it will feel like with the heat index for the next several days. Brian.
8:17 right now, Elizabeth. Breaking news in West Raleigh. We have a crash on Wade Avenue right around the Blue Ridge Road interchange, and we're seeing some heavy delays in both directions out there on Wade Avenue. As we zoom in there and show you those sensors on that inbound or eastbound side of Wade Avenue, delays begin at the I-40 interchange, and on the outbound side of Wade Avenue, you can see some heavy backups forming on 440 westbound, trying to take that ramp there. We've heard some indications they may try to close 440 westbound right there at Wade Avenue. Working to get some details about that. that. If they do, then consider taking 440 westbound on down to I-40. And from there, it's kind of the long way around, but it should save you some time as you make your way out toward 40 westbound, heading toward the airport and on into South Durham. Speaking of Durham, watching a report of a crash on northbound Durham Freeway. That's 885 right around TW Alexander Drive. Not seeing big delays at this point, only about a 2-minute slowdown on the northbound side and then a 2-minute backup on the southbound side with some of that usual congestion right around the 147 merge. Live pictures right now from Capitol Boulevard out at Highwoods Boulevard where they are working to get the signals restored there. It looks like they maybe at this point the signals are working again. They've been out for much of the morning commute because of that power outage in that area, and throughout the rest of Wake County and many other areas, you could run into some signals that are malfunctioning this morning because of those power outages. Remember to approach those as a four-way intersection, stop, and then proceed slowly.
Thanks, Brian. Former President Donald Trump will speak in New Hampshire today, just a day after his legal team responded to a time-sensitive request from the DOJ. Late Monday, Trump's attorneys filed their answer asking for less restrictive rules. A special counsel wants to limit what Trump can say publicly about evidence in the case involving his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The former president's lawyers argue the move is censorship of his political speech. However, prosecutors say Trump's words could have a chilling effect on witnesses, citing his social media posts saying, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming for you."
Well, it's not just actors and writers standing on the picket lines in Los Angeles. Right now, more than 11,000 city workers are on strike for about 24 hours. That's according to the union that represents many of the city's public sector staff. Members voted to strike after repeated labor law violations by city management. Workers in the sanitation department, at the city's port, and the Los Angeles International Airport will strike for 24 hours. The union is already set up in front of LAX this morning. Well, the writer's strike in Hollywood will hit a 100-day mark this week. There's still no end in sight. Negotiators met for the first time on Friday, but no deal was made. Actors joined the picket lines last month. Both unions want better pay, improved residual payments, and protections against job losses because of the use of artificial intelligence. At this point, there's no plan to resume talks with the studios.
Ken, there's also no decision this morning on how Durham city leaders plan to help the people who live with bugs, mold, and sewage problems at an apartment building. People who live at JFK Towers took their concerns to leaders last night. They say these living conditions are affecting their health. Take a look. The video here, this one posted on Facebook of a 99-year-old woman's bathtub filled with sewage water. Plumbing and mold are also major issues. WREL reached out to the company who manages the apartments. We have not yet provided any comment.
Well, state lawmakers are unlikely to pass a new budget this month. A top leader confirmed that on Monday. For hundreds of thousands of low-income North Carolinians, that means health insurance will stay out of reach until the end of the year. That's because the Medicaid expansion is tied to the new budget. Because of federal government rules, expansion will have to wait until December unless North Carolina gets its own budget done this month. For more on the budget delays and the governor's reaction, go to nccapitol.com.
The last of the former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's murder has now been sentenced. A judge ordered Tu Tao to serve nearly 5 years in prison. He was found guilty earlier this year on state charges of second-degree aiding and abetting manslaughter. During the sentencing, Tao spoke about his growth as a Christian during his 340 days in jail. He says he's distressed over Floyd's death and denied any role in the crime.
A warning this morning from Fayetteville Police. Officers say a social media challenge to steal Hyundais and Kias picking up steam in that city. Officers say so far this year, thefts and attempted thefts of Kias and Hyundais are outpacing the numbers from last year. Billy Abdeen had her 2016 Kia Sorento stolen from outside her Rose Hill Road apartment on June 28th. Fortunately, her car was recovered, but came back with a lot of damage. Abdeen's brand of vehicle is one that teenagers are being challenged to steal on social media.
Were you aware of this TikTok challenge thing?
I was. I just wasn't aware to how simple it was. Like, he literally used my USB cord to steal my car.
Wow. Fayetteville police have provided additional ways that Hyundai and Kia owners can protect their vehicles. We have a link to that information at the end of this story on WRL.com.
With big news about Major League Soccer in the Triangle, North Carolina FC says the team is moving up a division and rejoining the USL Championship Soccer League next season. NCFC majority owner Steve Malik and other executives made the announcement yesterday at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary. This is a return to the USL after a three-year absence. The team currently plays in the Division III USL League One. This will increase the teams featured in the USL Championship League now to 26. Also, quick reminder, football season, it is here, and you can watch the Panthers' first preseason game Saturday on WREL. Kickoff is at 4 p.m., followed by live coverage during our newscast.
8:23 now, we're learning disturbing news about the cousin of the Uvalde school shooter. New information about the teenager's alleged threats that have landed him in jail.
Plus, trees down and thousands without power in Wake County after storms rolled through last night. We'll look into the restoration and cleanup efforts and how it is all affecting traffic for us this morning. That's coming up next.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
8:26 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Ken Smith. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center. I've seen some clearing in some parts of the Triangle.
We did end up with a deck of low clouds that developed early this morning because of all the rain that we saw, just lots of moisture in the atmosphere. Those are beginning to break up a little bit. You can see that here in Sanford. Some places already seeing lots of sunshine and others still in the process of seeing those clouds breaking up a little bit. It's warm out there. We're not getting much of a break in our heat and humidity behind this front. 73 in Southern Pines, 76 in Tarboro, 74 Irwin, 73 degrees in Goldsboro, and it'll still be fairly sticky. We will be rain-free today, so it'll make it a good day to spend at the pool. High temperatures in the low 90s, Brian.
8:27 right now. We're following breaking news in West Raleigh, where we have a crash at Wade Avenue at Blue Ridge Road, and we're hearing that they may be shutting down parts of Wade Avenue right now. You can see some very heavy delays in both directions. On that inbound side of Wade Avenue, the delays begin all the way back at the I-40 interchange, and we're seeing some heavy ramp delays right now on 440 westbound as people try to make that trip down the ramp to Wade Avenue. We're hearing the power lines may be down in that area, so avoid Wade Avenue between 440 and I-40 this morning. Consider using 440 down to the US 1 I-40 interchange between Raleigh and Cary, and then from there head back toward Chapel Hill Road and Wade Avenue.
Around 13,000 customers in Wake County are without power this morning after storms moved through last night. This is video of a tree hanging over part of Ridge Road near Lewis Farm Road this morning. That's just one of the many downed trees and power lines crews will have to work to clear this morning. Next on Fox 50, we'll keep you updated on any traffic delays as crews work to restore power after last night's storms. And up next on today, breakout country star Bailey Zimmerman performs live.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
The Triangle waking up to storm damage from last night. Coming up, I'll tell you where one down tree could cause some minor delays.
We're live at the intersection of Capitol and Highwoods where the traffic light just turned back on, but thousands are still without power this morning. Coming up, I'll talk about how these outages could impact your morning commute.
And the front that helped to generate all those severe thunderstorm warnings yesterday is moving on by. I'll show you how it will feel behind it today.
And fire crews were up early this morning fighting this fire at a building in downtown Raleigh. What we know about how the fire spread. And that's actually a landmark there, that intersection, the old Leitner funeral home caught on fire. We'll try to figure out exactly what's going on there. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Great Tuesday morning to you. Lights flicker last night. Power out.
100%.
I mean, it came through hard. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. As we still try to clear up some of the intersections and places out here, we see it's moved on now.
Things are improving a little bit, but there's still plenty of places that are without power. This is the cold front finally coming through, of course, way ahead of that front. We had a powerful squall line that caused a lot of damage. We had a lot of trees down. On the backside of this front, you know, sometimes we would expect to see a little bit of a drop in humidity. humidity, maybe a little drop in our temperature. We're not going to see that much of that behind the front today. We have some cloud cover in spots. Last time we checked in Fayetteville, it was pretty sunny, but we still have a lot of lingering moisture from yesterday's rain. So some lingering clouds in a few spots. Those clouds will continue to dissipate as we head through the next couple of hours, and we'll see lots of sunshine this afternoon. Mid-70s for most of us around the area right now, and our dew point's still at 71, so that's not much of a drop. You can see our temperatures are in the low to mid-70s, 74 Fayetteville, 75 Rocky Mount, 73 in Southern Pines. Yesterday, we were sitting at tropical. We'll drop it one category to steamy today and tomorrow, but still steamy, and then back to tropical on Thursday and Friday. Our temperatures today, very close to normal. We'll see highs in the low 90s. It will be dry today and tomorrow, but Thursday, we're back to a round of thunderstorms. We have a level one risk. I'll show you the timeline coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32, and we're following breaking news right now on Wade Avenue at Blue Ridge Road, where we have apparently a pretty serious crash there, and it looks like a section of Wade Avenue has closed right around the 440 interchange, and we're seeing some heavy delays on the westbound side of 440, beginning around the Ridge Road and Glenwood Avenue interchange through Lake Boone Trail down toward Wade Avenue. A lot of people getting stuck out there trying to take that ramp onto outbound or westbound Wade Avenue. That crash is right there around the Blue Ridge Road interchange. Also seeing some heavy delays on the eastbound or inbound side of Wade Avenue coming in from I-40. It's backed up through the Edwards Mill Road area. Avoid using that section of Wade Avenue until they're able to get all this cleared. Consider taking 440 down to the I-40 US 1 interchange there between Raleigh and Cary, and then take 40 westbound out toward Chapel Hill Road and back toward Wade Avenue. We're working to get some more details about exactly what's going on out there. Of course, the other big story this morning has been the cleanup from last night's storms. A lot of traffic signals are out around Raleigh, although we're seeing some improvement in some areas. That's where WRL's Kelsey Coffey is at Capitol Boulevard, out at Highwoods Boulevard. Kelsey, looking a lot better behind you.
It's been a big improvement just over the past 30 minutes. That traffic light is now back on, but still about 13,000 customers are without power right now as you're driving this morning. Be sure to watch out for trees and debris. Earlier this morning when we were out, we saw almost three accidents because people were speeding, they were driving too fast, and they didn't realize that there was a tree or some debris in front of them. We'll keep everyone updated about those power outages on air and online at WREL.com. Brian, things are moving smoothly here, but any other delays that you can tell us about?
Looks like we're still seeing some backups on 401 northbound leaving Fuquay Varina heading up toward Hilltop Road, due in part to a power outage there. And at last check, we still had a power outage on the north side of downtown Durham around Mangum and Roxborough Streets. Take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. They're in pretty good shape overall, with the exception of southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest, right now measuring about a 10-minute delay heading down toward 540.
Brian, thanks. A tree is down in Cary on Carytown Boulevard, covering one lane. Michael Grace is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, showing the delays that it's causing this morning.
Yeah, and this is just down the street from Fenton, right when you're getting onto 40 East. I'm going to get behind the camera and show you what it looks like. You can see they've got some tape around that down tree. Now, cars are still able to get onto 40 East. They're actually just taking a right here at the light, but you definitely want to be mindful of those folks getting onto 40 East from that opposite lane. There are no crews out here at this moment, so we don't have an estimate as to when this is going to be cleaned up. But again, if you are out here, this is part of your morning commute, definitely going to want to be mindful of this when you head out. In Cary, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Also, some pretty scary moments in Mooresville, near Charlotte. A tree, looked like a whole tree line was coming down close to a home.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look at that wind. Video taken by Tyson Winter. You can see the force of that wind pushing those trees down until one eventually snapped, coming right towards the house.
Back here in Raleigh, a massive tree came crashing down into the side of an apartment building. This is what the Brighthurst neighborhood pool looked like after that storm moved through overnight. You can see the extent of the damage there from last night's storms. We spoke with a man who says he and his wife were sitting outside when the tree snapped within seconds.
We jumped inside real quick, and we were lucky that nothing came into our patio, but our patio is completely walled in with limbs and trees right now.
Well, he says a lot of the pool furniture is damaged. Fortunately, no one was hurt.
A tree toppled over and brought down some power lines on Simpkins Road in South Raleigh. This tree is across the road there. So the road was closed between Highway 401 and Lake Wheeler Road. People who live nearby say they have not had power in that area since around 7 last night.
I want you to keep this in mind. Anytime there's severe weather in your area, we want to know about it. When it's safe, you can upload your pictures and videos of storm damage using the reported feature in the WRAL News app.
Early this morning, fire crews were called to a building fire in downtown Raleigh that happened near South Person Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The building is a vacant funeral home, and the fire started on the second floor and then moved to the roof. Flames shooting out of that roof there. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but that fire is out now.
Well, today, friends and family of a Moore County woman who disappeared about a month ago will hold a prayer vigil in her honor. Alicia Watts was last seen on July 16th heading to Charlotte with her boyfriend, James Dunmore. He was found unresponsive in her SUV in Anson County 2 days later, but there was no sign of Watts. Police considered Dunmore a person of interest in her disappearance. The vigil will happen this evening at 5:30 at Southern Pines Primary School.
Georgia's former Republican lieutenant governor has to testify before two Fulton County, Atlanta juries, grand juries that could indict former President Donald Trump. Jeff Duncan says he has received subpoenas regarding the matter, and Duncan says he and his team will cooperate. The grand jury there is looking into whether Trump and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The district attorney could announce a decision any day.
UNC Chapel Hill police reporting a rape on campus. Campus police say the attack happened near the undergraduate library around 6 Sunday evening. An alert was sent to students. Of course, this investigation has some a bit uneasy.
I definitely won't go out at night alone. I'll definitely be alert walking back to where I live. Probably not going to have my headphones and just make sure that I'm hearing everything. But yeah, just being more alert in general and not doing anything too risky.
Again, the reported rape happened near the undergraduate library on South Road. Anyone with information should call 911 or UNC Police.
It's a record $1.55 billion for the Mega Millions jackpot. It's on the line tonight, and this is the largest jackpot in that game's history. Third largest jackpot ever in U.S. history. There have been two Powerball jackpots that have been larger. The largest was over $2 billion. This record-setting Mega Millions jackpot has been in the months for making with or been months in the making with no one able to match all the numbers since mid-April. A Duke University professor explains how hard it is to win.
Don't pick numbers. If you pick birthdays, you're not going to go over 31. And if you pick months, you're not going to go over 12. Even the worst thing to do is to take the diagonal or the top line or something like that.
Just let the computer do it. He says winning this jackpot, you'd be 300 times more likely to get struck by lightning. If you do win the lottery, we have a guide to what you should and shouldn't do. It's on our website at WRAL.com. Tonight's drawing will be live right here on WRAL just before our 11 p.m. news.
Yeah, $2 and a dream. Well, today a ceremony will be held to celebrate the completion of the Day Resource Center in Fayetteville. City leaders will hold a passing of the keys ceremony around 9:30 this morning. The Day Resource Center brings homeless services providers together under one roof to make it easier for people experiencing homelessness to receive help. Well, time now, 8:40. It's being called a fundamental threat to the entire planet's health and safety. Why scientists believe air pollution is causing people to be resistant to antibiotics.
Plus, a new national monument is expected to be unveiled today. What we know about it and how it'll affect the Grand Canyon.
And it's a calm after the storm. You're looking live at Southern Pines this morning. Clear and warm day ahead. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with your full forecast and how you can plan your day.
It is 8:43, and we take a look at the cold front that, of course, helped to spawn that big line of thunderstorms that did so much damage across our area, really across a good chunk of our state yesterday. Of course, the rain moved offshore a long time ago, but the front itself is just moving toward the coast right now. Behind it, we would wish for a nice drop in humidity and drop in temperature, but that is not to be. It's kind of hard to get to this time of year, so it'll still feel pretty hot and fairly muggy for the remainder of the week. By the time we get to Thursday, we're back to a chance of thunderstorms. storms. It'll be dry today and tomorrow, but we already have a level one risk for storms on Thursday. This is the perfect time to talk about the difference between a level one and a level three. We had dozens of reports of wind damage and trees down across our state, especially in our viewing area. Lots and lots of power outages last night. So instead, for a level, that was a level three risk. For a level one risk, we might have two or three reports of wind damage. So it's all about quantity. We would have much fewer chances for a lot fewer storms that would produce wind damage with a level one than we would with a level three. Taking a look at Fayetteville, a little bit of cloud cover, a little bit of sunshine, kind of a mix there. Our temperature around most of the area right now is in the mid 70s, and our dew point is in the low 70s, which is pretty high, still fairly sticky feeling. 91, the high in Raleigh, 90 in Durham, and 95, our high in Fayetteville. So still feeling very much like summer. The Durham Bulls start a homestand tonight that lasts all the way through the weekend. We're looking at, of course, fairly warm conditions, but nothing that's unusually warm the next few days. By 6:35, when they threw out the first pitch, temperature 86 today, 87 tomorrow. Find yourself a shady spot at least the next couple of days. You won't have to worry about any thunderstorms, which will be nice. Our dew point right now is way up at 71, which is tropical. A little later this afternoon, it may fall down into the steamy category, but I wish we could bring it down to at least tolerable or comfy. That doesn't look like it's going to happen, so I'll knock it down just one category for today. So it'll still feel like mid-90s with the heat index. It'll feel like 93 again Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, we start to see everything bumping back up again. Temperatures creeping up. Our humidity creeps up a little bit. So close to 100 Friday, 103 Saturday. Shouldn't end up with a heat advisory. Should stay below that category. But it doesn't look like we have much of a break in store. All the way through August 17th, we have a good chance of above normal temperatures. What is normal? Right around 90 for this time of year. So, you know, everything above 90, which is almost every day for the next seven, will be above normal. Thursday will be the exception with that chance for scattered storms and a cold front coming through. We also have a chance for a few isolated storms over the weekend. Brian?
Elizabeth, 8:46, breaking news in West Raleigh. Wade Avenue now closed in both directions right around Blue Ridge Road as crews work to clear a crash there. We're working to learn more about that crash, but we can tell you here on the sensors that we're seeing some big backups in both directions of Wade Avenue between 440 and the I-40 interchange. On that eastbound side of Wade coming in from the airport and Cary back toward Raleigh, those delays begin almost back at the Harrison Avenue interchange on 40 eastbound all the way toward that Blue Ridge Road interchange. And then on the outbound or westbound side, the delays begin at the 440 interchange, but we have some heavy ramp delays this morning on 440 westbound, and those begin before you get to Glenwood Avenue. So avoid using that altogether if you can. A lot of backups also starting to form on Blue Ridge Road as traffic gets turned around. Consider using 440 and I-40 down at the US 1 I-40 interchange between Raleigh and Cary as a good alternate route, and from there you can head on out toward the Chapel Hill Road area in West Raleigh and rejoin the westbound side of I-40 there on the other side of that closure of Wade Avenue.
Hey, Brian, thanks. Well, all new this morning, a teenager related to the Uvalde school shooter is in jail after being accused of threatening to, quote, do the same thing. Police in San Antonio, Texas say officers arrested 17-year-old Nathan Cruz on Monday. Officers say his mother called police after hearing her son on the phone trying to get an AR-15 and threatening a school shooting. Authorities say Cruz's family lives across the street from an elementary school.
President Joe Biden is out west today in the Grand Canyon. His Arizona visit is part of his clean energy and veterans benefits campaign. The president is expected to announce a new national monument today. According to the White House, the monument is to preserve more than 1,500 miles of the Grand Canyon National Park. It'll also limit uranium mining. After Arizona, Biden will make stops in New Mexico and Utah.
Stepped up security at the Fulton County Courthouse in Georgia ahead of possible indictments being handed down to former President Donald Trump. The road in front of the building has been closed to traffic, and orange barricades and metal barriers line the street. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis recently hinted any indictment would be before August 18th.
A popular nursing pillow for babies has been linked to more infant deaths than the government has announced. Now the government is planning new safety regulations. The pillows are designed to position baby and mom comfortably for breastfeeding. An NBC News investigation found more than 160 babies have died in incidents involving nursing pillows since 2007, most commonly when the pillows were used as sleeping devices or to prop babies up. Researchers found nursing pillows that were firmer with more defined edges were safer.
Automaker Kia recalling more of its cars because they could catch fire. 5 on Your Side found it involves newer Kia Niro and Niro plug-in hybrid models. Fluid can leak onto a circuit board and start a fire in the engine compartment. Letters about the recall and the free repair will go out to owners at the end of September, so keep an eye out for that. Last week, we told you about a warning to Hyundai and Kia owners to park outside because of that fire risk.
New this morning in the WRAL Live Center, Barbenheimer is proving to be a big boost for AMC theaters. Thanks to the biggest summer movies, Barbie and Oppenheimer, AMC has beaten its second quarter estimates, and it says the current quarter is off to an explosive start. In fact, the CEO says July recorded the highest ever monthly revenue for AMC. This is the revival movie chains have been waiting for since the pandemic lows, and AMC stock is up 25% so far this year.
It has been the ticket so far. The Orange County Rape Crisis Center has announced major staffing cutbacks. In a letter to supporters Friday, the center announced the plans to cut staff by 50% in the coming year. It'll also cut back on or completely get rid of many of its programs. The executive director, Rachel Valentine, says the current budget crunch may be the largest in the center's entire history. She wrote that in the 14 years she's worked with the agency, she's never seen a challenge so steep.
Well, new research found a surprising reason to explain why more people around the world are becoming resistant to antibiotics. Scientists say air pollution may be to blame. Researchers studied a type of pollutant and antibiotic resistance in 166 countries and found the more pollution in the air, the higher the level of antibiotic resistance. Researchers don't know why this happens, but scientists say they will conduct more studies to try to figure it out. Antibiotic resistance has become a major problem around the world. The UN calls it a fundamental threat to the entire planet's health and safety. We have a brand new video this morning of a tornado moving through central New York. It happened yesterday as that severe storm system moved across the U.S. and along the East Coast. We experienced it here as well. The twister is believed to have touched down near the town of Munnsville before moving into Oneida County. So far, there have been no reports of any injuries.
The Hollywood writers' strike is causing Jeopardy to reuse some questions from previous seasons. The game series producer, Michael Davies, says the 40th season will still go on regardless of the strike. It'll have a mix of content written before the strike and from older shows. Former players from season 37 and 38 will make reappearances because Davies says it just wouldn't be fair to have new contestants. They might know the answer since they had them before. Season 40 is scheduled to return September 11th.
Well, it's a video you'll have to see to believe. Two deputies in Florida pulling off a movie-like stunt to stop an unmanned runaway boat. Take a look at your screen to see what we're talking about, the frantic moments caught on camera in Pinellas County. Deputies say they chased a boat about a quarter of a mile. It was speeding at more than 40 miles per hour. The deputies were on a separate boat and were able to speed up and catch up. They say this was part of their extensive training, and no one else should try it at home. Do not try this with your boat.
That's incredible. Ooh. It's a milestone not a lot of folks reach. 104 years old. This woman, though, Helen Tinsley, had the privilege of celebrating it on Sunday. She was born in 1919. Her family says she can be a character if you make her mad. But other than that, she is sweet, lovable, she'll keep you in line. She credits her longevity to a clean lifestyle, never smoking, only the occasional drink. And she also eats a clove of garlic each day. Secrets there, Ken.
Absolutely.
A reminder here, WRL's month-long Clear the Shelters campaign is underway. Even if you can't adopt, you can help homeless pets. Just scan the QR code on your screen right now. You can go to WRL.com/shelters for details as well.